Inside a chamber hidden in the deep desert, Bronzo Vernius examined the tiny silver capsule that he had just removed from the back of his mother's neck. Hours before, at the Carthag spaceport, he had discovered it with a scanner and had disabled it electronically. An Ixion locator beacon. The very fact of its existence angered him. Part of their testing, Mother. While you were comatose, maybe even when you were pregnant with your unwanted babies, the witches implanted a tracker. Tessia pressed a healing pad over the wound on her neck. I always wondered why that spot itched. She gave him a gentle smile. You sound surprised. Do not underestimate the Bene Gesserit. Many of their monitoring devices were merely to study me. I was their experimental animal. And their broodmare. No matter how many other offspring they forced me to bear, you are my only true son, Bronzo. She patted his arm. And you have freed me. I'm safe now, with you. He frowned. You are never truly safe with me, Mother. There's been a price on my head for years. But we're here on Dune now, so there's a chance. We have important allies. Bronzo placed the capsule on the hard plascrete floor and smashed it with the heel of his boot. The Highliner carrying Enzin was forcibly delayed in orbit above Balut, its next stop, and the Guild offered no explanations to the numerous passengers aboard. As soon as the second Guild ship arrived, Duncan and Gurney shuttled across, aided by Guild security. Following his companion, Gurney's mind spun. After so many years, he couldn't believe that Enzin truly had any continuing contact with Bronzo, yet the Ixion obviously had supporters amongst the Waku. What better place to start than with Enzin? It made perfect sense, and he saw no way he could divert Duncan's attention. As soon as the two men came aboard, the Highliner's security launched a thorough search of the lower crew decks. Duncan and Gurney hurried without additional escort directly to Enzin's private cabin. Gurney tried to convince his companion to show restraint. Bear in mind, Duncan, that this man showed us how to find Paul and Bronzo when they were with the Jongleur troop. He helped us save them. Duncan paused. I remember that full well. Is that another test of my memories? No, a reminder of our obligations. If he is involved with spreading sedition against the Imperium, then we have no obligations to this man. Using an electronic master lock tool, Duncan unsealed the cabin door and forced it open. Gurney hoped the Waku steward wasn't there, but this hope faded quickly. As soon as the corridor light flooded the chamber, the Waku man lurched to his feet, where he stood surrounded by piles of Instroy paper documents, stacks of reproduced manifestos. Sighting his quarry, Duncan lurched inside with a speed that Gurney had seen him use only in battle. As the Waku reached for a small device under the metal table, trying to activate a switch, an incendiary? Duncan pushed Enzin aside, and Gurney caught him, holding his arms behind his back. The steward seemed unruffled by the unexpected vehemence of their reaction. His dark glasses and headphone had been knocked askew and fell to the cluttered deck. Data streams poured onto the backs of the lenses, and faint voices emanated from his headphones. As soon as the units fell off, wisps of smoke emerged from the electronics. With an attitude of forced calm, Enzin studied the two men, recognized them. Why, it is Duncan Idaho and Gurney Halleck from House Atreides. Do you need my help once more? We need to find Bronzo again, Gurney said. You helped us track him down before. Oh, but the circumstances are entirely different now. That other time, it was in the young man's best interests to have him return home to his father. This time, I don't trust that you two gentlemen are quite so altruistic. It would be no kindness to Bronzo if I were to help you find him. Duncan showed no sympathy or patience. We are under orders from Regent Aaliyah to find him. He gestured to the incriminating documents. You are obviously in communication with Bronzo of Ix. Ensign didn't seem the least bit afraid. I receive information only via complicated channels, and I am not in contact with him at this time. I believe he is involved in another important mission unrelated to his literary and historical endeavors. He smiled faintly. Bronzo knows how to hide, and the Wei Ku know how to keep secrets. That is unfortunate for you. Gurney, we will take him back to Arakeen to stand before Aaliyah. Oddly enough, this caused Ensign great distress. Wei Ku are not allowed to set foot on any planet. It is forbidden. Then I am dubious about your chances for survival. Duncan turned to his companion. Did you find anything unusual among these? Gurney stopped his casual sifting through the stacked documents. No, just multiple copies of the same thing. He looked heavily at the Wei Ku captive, knowing what would happen to Ensign as soon as he was brought before Aaliyah's interrogators. Duncan, this man was Paul's friend as well. Ensign came to us, revealed the boy's location, and by doing so, he probably saved Paul's life. Duke Leto would have considered that a debt. Duke Leto is dead. But is Honor dead as well? The Gola looked troubled by the conundrum. What do you propose we do with this man? He has obviously committed crimes. With a loud clamor, five guild security men rushed down the corridor and met them at the open doorway to Ensign's cabin. We found other stockpiles of documents, sirs. We don't yet know which of the Wei Ku are involved. Ensign is involved, Duncan said. Gurney looked at the captive, tried to understand what had driven this man and so many of his vagabond people to assist an outlaw like Bronzo. Seeing no easy way out of the problem, but certain of what Aaliyah would do to Ensign, he said, Let these guildsmen take care of the matter. The Wei Ku are their responsibility. The lead guard snapped to attention. We will bring this man and his allies before the highest levels of guild administration. We will prove our loyalty to Regent Aaliyah. Duncan hesitated a long moment, choosing among orders, obligations, and humanity. Ensign looked at him as though he didn't care one way or the other, but Gurney could detect a gray pallor and a faint sheen of perspiration on his skin. Very well, but on one further condition. Dispatch a message throughout the guild. All Wei Ku are to be questioned, all their decks to be searched, all copies of Bronzo's documents to be confiscated. We will eliminate this distribution method for the traitor here and now. Duncan appeared satisfied. We have shut down Bronzo's ability to spread his lies. That is a sufficient triumph. Gurney's shoulders sagged, and he wondered if his suggestion had caused even greater damage. Now Bronzo would be painted into a corner, and more desperate. Even so, he wasn't likely to give up.